flushed out. He's running around. He's in trouble. He's going down. It was Dee Ford coming off the edge.
He goes down. Credit that sack to Dee Ford, his second sack of the afternoon.
Chance to sit down with John Dorsey, general manager of the Chiefs after the pick. All right. Why Dee Ford?
Truly, y'all laugh at me when I say take the best player available. He was our highest rated player. You know, when you begin to pick down, you know, where we are in the bottom third of the draft, you let that board speak to you. And I mean that because if you don't take the best player, you don't have a resolve and patience in this whole thing. When you take need over the best player, usually when you take need, you usually lose. And history will show you that. I'm very excited about this player we just got, because what it does is it gives us a new dimension in terms of pass rushing. It gives us depth at pass rushing. It allows you to, you know, you got a young kid that can come in here, rush the passer in terms of, you know, taking Justin, taking Tumba, and allowing them to take, you know, you can take off three or four snaps, get a breather, get fresher in the fourth quarter. So if you can continually rotate the pressure, make the quarterback uncomfortable, that makes your back secondary that much better. What I love about the kid, he's competitive. He wants to be really good. He texts me. You know what he texts me today? After we take, he goes, "Mr. Dorsey, I want to be a Chief forever." That's awesome. I mean, that is awesome. These are the kind of guys you want. But build on top of that, his ability to play the game and rush the passer, pretty good. We'd kind of target him as the second best pass rusher in the draft.
You said he brings a dimension. What's he bring in addition to his skills that a Justin Houston or Tom Mahaly maybe don't have? And I know, and I'm as guilty as anyone of comparing guys, but I do see some Von Miller in this guy. I mean, I want to say he's Von Miller, but his body type, the way he uses his balance, what does he bring?
What he's got, see, everybody's trying to pigeonhole him into saying he's a defensive end. He's not a defensive end. If you really watch the college games, he stands up. He puts his hand down on the ground. He's familiar with the outside linebacker position. The transition is not going to be a big deal because he's played outside linebacker and rushed the passer. He brings you more depth rushing the passer. And that's, I think, in today's football, you need constant pressure on the quarterback. And he just gives you more depth at that position, which is a very important position in Bob Sutton's defense.
How much is he a possibility of being a three-down guy, or does he start as being a situational guy?
I think, you know what, you have two pretty good players in front of him. I think Tumba and Justin, pretty good players. So you know what? Spell these guys. Let this guy slowly break into the thing. Let him get some playing time. That's how you break him into it. Are there times that he's proven his trust to the coaches, and all of a sudden you got three outside backers. You got guys going everywhere and rushing the pass, so you don't know where they're coming from. That only helps, makes you better.
How much did his Senior Bowl factor in, not only to your pick, but the fact that he shot up the board?
Well, I don't know if he shot up the board. Everybody knew he was a good player. You watch the national championship game, outstanding. You watch him against Texas A&M, outstanding. I mean, there's some games there, in the latter part of the season, he's on fire. And that's a good thing.
I want to ask you, you went into the draft thinking, hey, we're going to explore getting more picks. You said it's six. Transition time. Now we look at the next 2 days. What about the ability to get more picks as you go into Friday and Saturday?
It won't be from lack of effort. I mean, that's what you do. That's the fiduciary responsibility, what you do for the organization's future. You try to exhaust all opportunities, either go up or go back or increase picks. We're going to do everything we can within our God-given ability to do what's best for the organization.
You mentioned there's depth in the draft at wide receiver. Yep. Some thought you might take a wide receiver sitting at 23. Let's say you stay where you're at. You're at 87 in the third round. What about the depth? Can you get a receiver third round, fourth round, or later?
Time will tell. You never know how that board unfolds. So that's why you kind of follow that board and see how those names begin to peel off. But no, at the end of the day, we're gonna add quality football players, good football players that want to play the game of football. That's all you can ask for.